T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we have on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline, he's our player of the year, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. And by the way, the only 22 I want to hear about tonight is Najee Harris. Like, Najee Harris, that number 22 needs to get going, and then we can fix the other number 22, you know.
Oh, you don't want to hear about Route 22. Okay.
No, I do, but the Route 22 I want to see is the one driving through Minneapolis.
Well, I don't think, and be honest, there weren't a lot of you sports experts either that gave the Steelers much of a chance Sunday against the Ravens, and they end up pulling it out. And the Ravens were 8-3 at the time and atop the AFC North. How did that happen after the game they had in Cincinnati the week before?
Well, I'll have you know, I did pick the Steelers to win that game. I probably missed like 8 other games, but I did get that one right. They found a way in the fourth quarter. Listen, this Baltimore team for all season has found ways themselves. They've had these miracle comebacks, and you kind of feel like, okay, if Roethlisberger has that day in him in the fourth quarter, and that's what happened. You know, he made plays in the fourth quarter. They got a stop at the end on a really good design play. T.J. Watt screwed up the whole thing, as T.J. Watt does, and, you know, they found a way to get a win, and now they've got another must-win tonight on a short rest against a physical team. It's going to be a tough one tonight in Minneapolis.
Yeah, the Vikings are physical, but they are coming off an embarrassing, well, I guess you could call it embarrassing loss. They allowed the Detroit Lions to win one game, and Lions quarterback Jared Goff is your NFC Offensive Player of the Week because of that. Will that be motivation for the Vikings, or are they just going to continue licking their wounds?
It's interesting. I was talking to a national guy the other day, and you know, he was saying, "Oh, it's the team that lost to Detroit." And I'm like, "Well, we're not going to get on our high horse here because we tied Detroit in Pittsburgh, so we can't talk down too much to them." You know, they're going to be ready to bounce back. They're a must-win situation too. They're 5-7, so they're not in a very, very much different situation than what the Steelers are in. You know, they're a team that Kirk Cousins puts up in crazy numbers. I think it's 26 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. But yet they have lost a ton of close games this year. It's just been a weird year in the NFL. I think the thing we should expect is that this game will be tight, and it's just a matter of who makes a play. But I'll say this for Minnesota. Fourth worst rushing defense in the league, but they're second best in sacks. So what you don't want to see is Ben Roethlisberger having to drop back to throw a lot of times.
Well, they could take the New England approach. They had their they threw 3 passes in Buffalo and were able to win Sunday night.
Thankfully, there's a dome.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis, or weather would probably be very similar.
Well, while we have you, quick question, Mr. Sports Director, and you follow the Pitt Panthers as close as anybody, knowing that Mark Whipple, the offensive coordinator, is taking that same position in Nebraska now. If you're Kenny Pickett, you're a Heisman Trophy finalist, a Johnny Unitas Golden Arm winner, a first-round draft pick for sure, do you play in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl or not?
So I heard him over on sister station The Fan yesterday, and it doesn't sound like he's going to play. He was non-committal, said he has to talk to his family and friends and get some advice, but I am so much a team guy. You go out there with your guys. You want one more opportunity. However, what he really needs to get ready for is the Senior Bowl more so than the Peach Bowl. So if I'm advising Kenny, I'm telling him not to play.
Why would he play in the Senior Bowl at this point either?
Well, because that kind of solidifies the draft status. You know, go down there, really show that you're the best quarterback out there, because the others are going to be, you know, if they have a big week, they might jump you. So I think the Senior Bowl, plus it's not just the game, it's all the workouts during the week in front of every scout from every team. that are there to watch you. So that's such a showcase, and it's the event. I mean, the combine's nice, but the Senior Bowl is really where you find out about players.
But is there insurance for these guys that would protect
them? There is.
Yeah, okay.
There is.
In the Senior Bowl.
There's insurance that they can get now if they wanted. So you could actually have insurance going into the game that the school could help you get if you're in Kenny's situation. But again, I would love it if he played. I think it'd be great, an opportunity for 12 wins. I just don't see that. Bowls now, unless you're in the Final Four, are almost as much about, well, let's see what we've got for next year, as it is about winning the game for that year.
Does he play the first half? Or is that still, I mean, he could still get hurt. I mean, if you do that.
Potentially. And you know, I've flipped on this because at first, you know, he said it was such momentum. I thought, okay, he's going to play, and that's cool. One last opportunity. But the more you think about it, as much as the romanticism there is playing, there's a financial component there that could be monstrous if he were to suffer a bad injury.
Well, let's be honest. He hit an exclamation point in a big way in an ACC championship game. National stage, that was about as good as it could have got for anybody playing any football.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So we'll see what happens tonight and with Kenny Pickett in the future. We know this. Jeff Hathorn will be covering it and writing about it, too, on 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.